Activity 7A.
And so how did it go with all the Australians coming to France for your wedding?
Well, everything went fine, although we had some fairly funny stories with my grandfather. My grandfather's 81 years old, and so he decided to come over to France to watch his granddaughter get married. And the plane trip is 24 hours normally to come here to France. And, well, he was quite funny. Before he'd gotten on the plane, he went to the supermarket and he'd bought all his alcohol. Although I told him that it was cheaper duty-free, he went and splurged on alcohol and cigarettes before. He packed some sandwiches for the trip on the plane, and that was quite funny. He was quite surprised when they came out with meals. He didn't realise that was included in the plane trip.
Had he ever travelled before?
No, not really. He had during the war, but that was by boat. Not quite the same thing.
And so, anything else?
Yes, so during the wedding it was quite funny for the meal. You know, in France it's quite strict with the meal. You have your entree, your main meal, then you have the cheese and the dessert. And of course in Australia normally we eat cheese with the aperitif, so my grandfather was attacking the aperitif, and he started getting into the pastis, but no one had told him the way that you drink pastis, because we don't drink it in Australia. And so not only did he drink his pastis straight, no water, no ice, nothing, but he went up to one of the waitresses and he was asking her where the cheese was. He likes to eat cheese with the aperitif, with little pickled onions, and that quite surprised the waitress. They weren't ready for that. During the meal, he finished his pastis, and then he was eating away, and he was waiting there, and he came up to me and he said, "Alison, you know, the meal is very nice and everything, and there's something missing, though. It's all he had was wine to drink. My grandfather wanted a cup of tea, so I had to go up to the waitress and say, "Oh, do you think you could make me a cup of tea?" And of course, they weren't ready for that, so that was quite funny.
Were they shocked, or were they helpful?
They were quite surprised, I think, but, well, due to the fact that he's 81 years old, I explained to them, "Oh, this is my grandfather from Australia. He's never been to France before." I think they thought that it was pretty funny. They were quite relaxed about it. They were pretty cool, and they went up and made him a cup of tea, and it was a nice cup of tea.
And so did he finish the meal all right?
Well, he finished the meal, he finished his cup of tea, and then he was so pleased with the pastis, so of course he wanted to drink it again after the meal. So he got straight back into the pastis, straight, no ice, no water. He had a great time.
I can imagine.